Good morning. Good morning, my anchor friends. This is Ronessa. And guess what? I can see the ground. And with that being said, I guess that extra little sleep that I thought I was going to do, I better get up and get myself to work. And not only that, I need to drive carefully. So a lot of people are going to try to sleep in a little bit. But if you have somewhere to go, I think you should leave at your regular time, if not a little bit earlier, because the grounds look very slippery. Shout out to everybody with new tires. I appreciate you. Because the ones without make our lives a little bit uncomfortable and dangerous. Isn't that something, how people prepare for this weather way before the weather, like getting tires on their car and making sure their brakes are good? Like, it's the little things that you do to prepare for the bigger things in life. And have you ever considered, you know, when people pre-set up their life or take care of their business in the beginning, like, I know people, well, I roll with the crowd as far as, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about, oh yeah, it's time for me to do this, time for me to do that, for my, you know, especially with your taxes. I'll be forgetting about the taxes, my property taxes. And you start hearing other people talk about it. So you'd be like, oh yeah, I gotta go do that, I gotta take care of that. Even though you get a bill, it's just as I was told by a friend of mine, the urban news, the news that people start sharing that helps you to motivate you into doing the necessary things in life. And I'm grateful, like earlier in the fall, I heard people talking about tires. And when I went to get my last oil change, they suggested that I get some tires. Two tires. So I said, well, you know, I went ahead and got the four. And it is a big difference now because I prepared for the future. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Preparing for your future. Like, are you the type of person who wait until all sand hits the fan? Or are you the type of person that takes care of things as is needed, so that whenever something comes up, such as winter, you already have your winter tires on? All right. I know I said that right. Y'all like, wait a minute. Yeah. Now think about that when it comes to our life. Are you the type of person who keeps letting things nick at you? Or are you the type of person that as soon as something comes up, you address it immediately, so that it doesn't turn into a big thing later on down the road? You get it? See? Like with them tires, maintenance. That's maintenance on your life. That's taking care of you. That's saying to a person, I'm not happy at this moment. This doesn't make me feel good. Maybe we should try another approach. See, when you do maintenance on little things, whenever something big comes up, you're able to deal with it because you've preset in motion how to handle that situation. You know, I'm not going to wait until the blizzard storm to get tires. If you hear that there's a storm, and or if it's that season and they're having a sale on tires and you need them, or you know you're going to need them, why not handle that? If you're in a situation, work-wise or life-wise, and you see that things are not working out well, why wait until you get laid off, or why wait until you get bust, I guess, as they say? You know, you get in a situation where all sand hits the fan, when you could have nipped things in the bud as they go. Because see, now you're doing maintenance on your life. So then whenever something big happens, you can, that's why a lot of people are not emotionally ready to handle stuff, because when them tires are threaded down and they still riding on them, and then when they get a flat tire or the tire pop off when they're on the highway, they act like, I can't believe this happened. Well, you knew the tires needed to be rotated. You knew you needed another tire. And how about you knew you should have had a spare in the trunk? You know, like things happen and we get so caught up on, I can't believe this is happening to me. When everything in life, everything, even a person having a baby, I thought about this. Every single thing in life leads into it. Nothing don't just happen. Even if you're about to have a heart attack, it leads into it. And you can go all the way back and hit right where, okay, I remember that stress that I was going under. I remember all that butter, all that cholesterol. I remember my doctor telling me, like, if you pull it all the way back, every terrible thing that has happened, you've been pre-warned about it. But did you act on it or did you ignore it? Something to think about. And it doesn't mean that you need to go out and get brand new tires every year. No. But let's just start maintaining the little things so that it don't turn into big things. And if by chance it turns into big things, we are aware of it. So we have that spear in the trunk. Or we are more mentally ready to prepare for it. Or we've been taking classes so we understand, okay, my doctor told me if I have this feeling, then I need to take an aspirin. You know, let's be proactive in our lives. That's all I need to say on this Northeastern day. I'm sorry, I'm feeling a little nasal again today. It's beautiful out there, though. Even though this weather is the way it is, something about a storm. You know, something about a storm. Because, you know, when a storm comes, the great thing about it is that it's here. Now, leading up to it, you run into the store. You're making sure you got eggs. You're making sure you got bread. You're making sure. Leading up to it, it's all a scrambling. But once the storm actually comes, you can just sit back and watch it. Especially if you prepared. Now, if you in here, you ain't got no water. And you just got some dry peanuts. Yeah, you might be a little bit uncomfortable with the storm. But when you've prepared for the storm, if you did all the hard work ahead of time, and then the storm comes, isn't it something where you secure? And you can just look out the window and watch that wind. And then the storm is beautiful. When you've prepared for a storm and you're just looking out at it and you know you're going to be okay. You know you got your 911 numbers, your emergency numbers, your emergency contact, your flashlight, your food in the fridge. You got a little something on the crock pot. When you all prepare for a storm, baby, let it come. You can just sit back and watch it. Watch the beauty of the storm. There is beauty in a storm. All right, guys. This is Ronessa with a big smile on my face because today is going to be a wonderful day. And I know that somebody got what I was saying. And this is going to make you smile. And that's why I'm smiling. Have a wonderful day. This is Ronessa signing off on anchor.fm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.